I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way.
It's me. One time, say
it.
He will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out. Here we go. Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know. Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like the pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain. No, he'll bring you out, yeah. I've made mistakes that brought me to my knees. Until his loving kindness lifted me. He put his arms around me from the sin and shame.
Just look at
how far. That's right. Is that all right?
He will take care of you.
Just clap your hands right there.
He will take care of you.
I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I think it's all right.
Come on.
Clap your hands and feel it.
La 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 la.
I think it's all right.
Hit it with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody say it with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Clap your hands. Everybody just clap. Hey. Just
clap your hands.
What? And everybody just clap
I
your
think it's all right.
Come on.
Clap your hands and feel it.
I say what?
Everybody say yeah. It's something about that word, yeah. Say yes, yeah. One more time. Clap your hands this evening. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus right here with myself, Pastor E, in the Now Network Studios. And yes, our forum is to continue to discover, discuss, and to honor Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we will use Jesus to teach us the way to walk on this earth until he comes and brings us to the place where he has already prepared for us. But until then, we will go forward to first of all, master becoming a disciple. Remember, we learned that last week. Then going and making disciples through our lives. And yes, no matter how broken, how sinful, how messed up you are, how things just aren't working, Jesus loves you. It's not his fault. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life. Doesn't matter big, small, big, sin is sin. Jesus can forgive you and deliver you from your sin. And yes, once you become sinless, I like that, sinless, that now you are completely following Christ, not no longer your will being done, but his will being done, and then immediately, you must do the most important thing you'll ever get to do is that sharing his love with others who need him. Yes, the moment I met him, it was automatically a privilege not to talk about me, not to even talk about my testimony, not to talk about what I've been through, but to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And then when you give that love, people now learn to give that love up to others, and that's our responsibility to embrace that privilege, to share his love. To embrace that privilege, to follow his love, to embrace that privilege, to give his love as well as it being given to us. And tonight, we're going to continue the discussion Let's Talk Jesus. Now, when we left off on, when we left off on Monday, we were talking about what? The Christ characteristics. And I believe everyone was going to take that moment and study those scriptures. We gave you virtue, 2 Peter 1 and 3, knowledge, 2 Timothy 2:15, self-control, Titus 1 and 8, perseverance, Romans 5, 3 through 4, godliness, 1 Timothy 2 and 2, compassion, 1 Peter 3 and 8, love, 1 John 4 and 7. And then we can learn that by our example and walk, we can make a difference in ways that we never thought of, that we could imagine. It's really time for us to wake up. Yes, in our minds. It's really time for us to get up. Yes, in our thinking. And it's time for us to move in our purpose. I know that's Wednesday morning and Friday, but we must always be in a conscious mindset to spark, to get a new energy, to get a new transducer going through in our minds that we are now generating thought process. We're not sitting dormant. We're not just holding on to one thought, but we want to grow. We want to elevate. And we want to be able to a place that we can understand God clearly. I know for so long we thought we were just supposed to go to one man or to one person. Jesus is the one that we should all go to learn who he is. We don't have to go through man. Now, yes, us Christians, us believers, us disciples, that is our responsibility to go ye therefore and make disciples, not according to your will, not according to my will, not according to my way or my thinking, but according to the will of God. But we learned last week that you must start by killing all of your old things. So for all the seven that I have been enriched with by the word of God, now you may have, and it's very possible that as you were studying this going through the week, God gave you a whole nother format of seven. He may have gave you 14, may have gave you 21. Whatever it is, what God has for you is for you. And I don't ever want you to think that you're in bondage to the teachings of what God has told me, but the word is the word. And with the word, I know I can't go wrong. But so many times when I'm going by my own word and other people's opinion, I always fail. Enough is enough. So we want to be more like Jesus. I want you to start this afternoon or this evening in your own time zones. And I think it's evening for all of us. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll be reading verses 5 until the Holy Spirit says different. Now, we're talking about embracing and knowing virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, compassion, and love, but knowing that they aren't individual stages that stay alone. They must be built into one. They are the substance. And as I said, God may have given you your own formula. But whatever it is, make sure it's the word of God and it's substantiated by the word of God, and it will work like the word of God. Because when we put our own in, guess what? It doesn't return. And when it does, it comes void. And that takes away from everything. Remember, anything void is a zero, just like a minus is a zero. Anything multiplied by zero, thank you, Minister Terry, is zero. So we have to learn to multiply, not just add. We definitely don't want to subtract, but we must learn to multiply, to be multipliers, that we're not just seeing the result of one fruit, but how much? Much fruit. See, much fruit is a multiplication of what God has given you that looked like nothing but turned into a multiplication of things that are greater than you could ever think or ask. 1 Peter chapter 1. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Oh, somebody ought to take a break right there. See how important it is that when you are fulfilled and you are, watch this, filled with these attributes of Jesus Christ, that you are now made whole. You are now made new. But he says, without this, You now, what I'm talking about, the confidence of this. You now forget that you've been forgiven of your sins. If you do not embrace this relationship with understanding, with knowledge, with wisdom, and get some more what? Understanding, you stay dormant. See, I have learned that I have to go higher every elevation of every word of what God has given me. Not just a sentence or not just a chapter or a verse. Every word is, it doesn't happen for every, because there's so many words. There's certain words that are specific for the season you're in. And it may be 7 out of 300 out of the whole chapter, but you got your word that you now can speak. And what are we talking about speaking? We're talking about praying. This is what this is all about. This series is about praying like Jesus. Not just prayer. We got a 12-week series that's running on the Now Network, the Now Radio for You, that's running on the app. Prayer, the 12 steps of prayer, the prayer revelation, that's there. But this is now the prayer of Jesus, praying like Jesus. And yes, a lot of those, all of the principles are involved in the 12 steps. But as we know how to pray like Jesus, you have to know how to pray yourself. So that series would follow this if you were to really go in order, which we've done this one before, but to another level. What? Another level. Another level. Somebody says, and I've never ever heard this, but someone else said, man, I got to get another sermon. I looked at him, I was like, well, I don't need another sermon. I just preach the word. It comes out different. There's a new principle. There's a new elevation. I dare you to preach one chapter for a whole week and really study. Oh, you know the processes. We got to be familiar. Well, first you got to enter in intentional. Then you got to be familiar. We call it that familiarity. Oh, go on, teacher. Go on, slap my hand. Then you want to get into to it for some substance. Then you want some revelation. And now you want to really get the meat of it. That you know at that point you have went to another level. Oh, my God. Another level of greatness of God's words. It's like, I just read that last week and I got another level. It doesn't, watch this. And it doesn't take away from the revelation you got last week. It means that revelation does not stay the same. God is an elevated being. He's not standstill. He's not dormant. When? He's a God of now. When? He's a God of now. Oh, yes, don't forget the time barriers. A day to us is 1,000 to the Lord, and 1,000 to him is a day to us. Look at the time span. But don't you know if you change your thinking and you change your communication with him, you can be in line with him when? Oh, yes, you can, when you speak the right language. And you know that you're built, your substance is not built of self anymore. You can tell when you're getting out of self. Even though look, you're not going to stop having the battle of self. I know somebody out there saying, well, don't tell me that. That's bad news. No, that's good news. Because that tells me I need to stay on my point and I need to stay with my hands ready to fight. Not you, myself. Because it's that fast that you thought you made it that you could fall faster. And let me put that in there, faster. So we have to be conscious. And we have to be willing to embrace what he said. But also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Don't just say, I have faith. Well, I got faith. It doesn't stop there. It goes higher. Where's faith? Virtue. Virtue, knowledge. Knowledge, self-control. Self-control, perseverance. Perseverance, godliness. Godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, what? Love. Remember, in all of these things, faith, hope, and love. The most important is what? Love. See, it always ends up, and it starts with it, but it always ends up with love. How important it is that we have a love mindset, a love being in us. It's just so amazing what Paul was meaning to us, and we say that scripture all the time. No longer I who live, hate, but he who lives in me, love. But it has to start with training. Come on, are you ready to go in training? Are you ready to say, I thought I had the degree? I thought I was already certified, bona fide, and put in place. But you know what? It never ends. I must keep my robe on, keep my armor on, keep my willingness to go to another level, because it's not over as long as you can take a breath in and give a breath out. It's not too late to give up. It's not too late to say, I've arrived. No, he's not finished with us yet. You didn't do enough. And regardless if your life has been perfect and you've done everything for him, guess what? It's not enough until he comes. And then there's a new assignment. Now it's time to join into the heavenlies and be into the presence. But we must be prepared. This is preparation time. Talking about Jesus. Now, as I said last week, we're going to take a moment right now. If at that point, before we go to the next level, because we're going to really stick on this, we're going to do this right. Any comments, any suggestions, anything that you missed last week before we go to the next level of praying like Jesus, dial 1 right now. If you want to get into an open forum tonight, as I discussed last week, we're going to do that this week. Dial 1 right now. If not, let's go to the next level. Let's really get familiar with what Jesus did. Oh, my God. Yes, yeah. Remember, go to John 14. I probably would have to say John 14 is probably my – no, I got a lot of favorites, but John 14 is always like fire in my bones. Has a lot of revelation of what you should be doing right now. Not waiting for tomorrow, because tomorrow is what? Finished. And you say, what you mean waiting on tomorrow? Everybody be waiting on tomorrow, something that you thought was supposed to happen to catch up. It's done. Yesterday is finished. And then we want to look ahead. What's out tomorrow? I would say, look right now. What is it right now that I can do to be saved? So it's enough time to deal with tomorrow's stuff. Today is sufficient for itself. And we want to be obedient to that. John chapter 14, verse 12. It says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me. Now, we just said, don't stop with faith. What is belief? Faith in action. Belief is faith in action. Watch this. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do. But I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, oh, you better get that thing, that name. Oh, I told you, you're going to learn to speak tonight. That whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, if you ask anything in my name. Now, did you see anything in just that summation of two verses that had to do with you? I know you could construe it and say, well, he said you could do what he did also. Well, that wasn't glorifying himself. You know, you say he can do greater works than this. Well, that wasn't glorifying himself. Everything he did was to glorify the Father. Even though right there he says that you ask in my name that I will do that the Father may be glorified. Even the Father, the Son product, still knew that he must submit to something greater. Oh, you're going to always mind somebody. High five. Thank you. But are we willing to really submit? I know we say we will. I know we intend to. I know, and I'm the first one. Woo, authority. You shouldn't get it around where God has put you to play. It's probably not good to go get in other places where there's authority or people in authority places there. Unless you know that you know the door is open and it's worth fighting for. But let me tell you, when you know you have a certain anointing on you and you've tried to go, you must be very careful. And that's where these principles come in. So you say, well, Pastor, are you really giving it away that you're preaching to yourself, or you've already preached to yourself and now been released to preach to you? You got it. And that's the only way I'm effective. The only way. because I preach to myself all day long. So I said, why you preach? So you don't know how much I preach. I give it out once a day in some fashion or form. But if you really knew me, in this mind of mine, I'm always preaching to do the right thing, to don't cheat people, to love people, and to follow Jesus. So doing the great thing, guess what? Following him, knowing, well, believing in him first, and then the works that he did, don't get caught up on the works. Look at what he did. And we talked this before. What he did, he did was pray. That's why we're so hyped today about praying like Jesus. That we know we're getting somewhere. We're not standing in one spot. We're not leaning on our own understanding. We're acknowledging him in all our ways, and he shall direct our paths. And it comes from prayer. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the ability to learn how to speak with you. So we see that in our prayers, which is the greatest thing that Jesus did, and we're going to learn that right now. You're going to say, well, you said it. You've been saying it so many times, and I know you've taught it several times, and you've given us more, but give us a little bit more. I'm going to give you a little bit more. I'm going to give you a lot more. You better listen to this one later and get this information slowly, and I'm taking my time. And as I said, we're not going to overwhelm the time on these Mondays. I'm going to share some principles here where we've already set another foundation and caught up where we were. And if you weren't here last week, I pray that we've given you some information to know where we're at and where we're intending to elevate. If you need some more notes, get in touch with myself or Minister Terry. We'll get them to you. Or listen to the archive. There's a link that I send out every broadcast, and it says Real Talk, Real Talk, Man Up, whatever it is. And then at the bottom, it says HTTP, and there's a internet code. Push that. Whatever day that was, if you wanted to hear tonight's broadcast, and I sent you a message, hit that link at the bottom. It's not going to go to a website where you got to sign up. It's not going to take you to a website where you got to do enlist or anything else. And if you wanted to, you could. But you push that, it automatically starts playing this broadcast. It's called the archives. And we have over 5 years of archives from P2P Ministries here on the Now Network. 5 years. Well, you could go to the Now Network on Blog Talk Radio and see all the list of all of the broadcasts from day one and listen to any one of them. That is available. See, every night I listen to the daily broadcast. And then we'll fall asleep on it, but wake up listening to it again. And then it's saturated. Oh, the word just goes forth. So we want to be what? Like Jesus. And we talk about Jesus. So we got to learn to what? Pray like Jesus. See, the one thing that I've studied, and I've been there. Excuse me. It's just something about with this fan. I get my sinuses get to going, but excuse me. But one thing I've learned and studied is that everything Jesus did began, and that wasn't one thing, was all things with prayer. It didn't matter if the issue was at hand, that it was that whatever we were dealing with was profound or just an everyday incident. Jesus began all things with prayer. Remember when he was baptized, he prayed. Before setting out to preach and cast out demons, the demons throughout Galilee, he rose a great while before sunrise to pray. That's Mark chapter 1. We're going to read that. Luke 3:21 is where he prayed while he was being baptized. Mark 1 is where he prayed before going out to preach and cast out demons. See, he was intentional on his mission. When the people rolled away the stone from Lazarus' tomb, Jesus prayed for all to hear before raising him from the dead. And as he sat at the table for dinner with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, he simply prayed. Jesus' example leads us to pray before taking the new job, before a proposal in marriage, on the way to work every morning. Beginning all things in prayer is a foundational discipline of the Christian life. That's something we must embrace. See, the times of praying in stillness and solitude are when we want to reach God, not on the outside, in our minds, in our emotions, and in our will. See, prayer is the substance of our will not being ours, but being his. Remember, in the prayer, when Jesus was asked, and he was only asked one thing of the disciples, teach us how to pray. He was teaching how to pray to the Father for his will to be done on earth right then. Why would he want, if everybody's in heaven, let's just say it right now, if everybody was in heaven, why would he teach us to pray for heaven to come to earth? Unless we needed it down on earth. Oh my God, that touched somebody in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. See, in the quietness of prayer, we free ourselves from the constant distractions of the world. And don't let yourself off of work, off the hook for praying without ceasing, because I'm learning to have a mindset of prayer. We'll talk about that next week. But see, the deepest place of our soul is the quietness that we can hear God and God can hear us. See, beginning all things in prayer during the day. I'm talking about while you're sitting there and you get ready to start a new project, you better pray. New situation come up, you better pray. See, you can stay close to God in prayer and nobody even has to know. See, there's no other way to deeply know God apart from the stillness of prayer. You must be still. See, one of the most sweetest and most powerful benefits of being all things in prayer is that our spiritual ears will be trained to recognize his voice. Don't tell me you can't see him. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You got to see, as you change your spiritual ears, you change your spiritual eyes. Now you start to see those things which are not as if they already are. Oh, my God, is it catching up? You better change the way you see things. That's the benefits of positioning ourselves to receive the glorious benefits of the flow of living the Christian walk. First and foremost, prayer must be your path, and you must know it's to the intimacy of God. There is no other way, I said, to deeply know God other than the stillness of prayer where he is. Waiting for you to reach out. So you get that training. Oh, now you know his voice. Now you learn. See, when you know his voice, when you learn his voice, you know how to quiet your ear, quiet your thoughts, get your education out the way, get your persuasions out, your hookups, get all that out the way. See, by following Christ's example in prayer and beginning all things in prayer, we're able to discern his voice above the sound and the noise and the clanging of cymbals that are in the world. And who's the prince of the world? Oh yeah, all them sounds are coming from those murmuring enemies. Oh no, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Don't blame her. Well, no, don't blame him. That's that spirit in there. You better learn to pray. See, that's why we learn to pray, so we can pray for that person and pray against that spirit. And then watch this. Now building a building a fortress of around us of the Holy Ghost that protects us, because the hedge is now put in place. You know what's coming from the east, the west, the north, and the south, because you have guarded your own garden. You have tilled your own land, and you have taken place, and you have taken position in making sure that you're fully covered. Oh, in prayer. That's when you know him, when you know his word, you can know where to put it, where to do it. Beginning all things where prayer leads to the right hearing. Right hearing produces the right speaking. This is how people learn to speak. Words of life. Don't you know that you didn't know how to say mommy until somebody taught you? Ooh, almost fell out this chair. We have to learn him, but we have to learn to hear him, to know his language, to learn to speak the words to his people. You have to know his word. You have to get out of you to speak the kingdom language, to call people into their destiny. Oh, yeah, what's his destiny? to go ye there and make disciples. Destiny is your purpose. Yes, yeah, yeah, you can go there right now. Have your destiny now by being in place to do what God has called you to do. And don't worry for someone else to tell you. Tell yourself right now. Point your finger at yourself right now. And be willing to do what you've told yourself to do. Oh, yeah, we'll always, what I told myself to do, but did you make yourself do, did you make yourself do it? Did you tell yourself, I'm not going to do that anymore, but you would have had to be the one to be the manager over whether it was done or not, or whoever the person, place, or thing that you said you were going to do it for that reason, are they the ones still saying that you're doing the same? You act the same way. You ain't going to never change. See, it shouldn't be that person's responsibility anymore. And yes, we want to be forgiven by people. And we want people to know that we're not the same anymore. But it doesn't come by standing up and saying, look at me now. It comes by, watch this, changing the whole essence of you. There's those characteristics, virtue. Come on, we need some virtue. We need all of him. And not to, I'll take the sidebar in a minute just for myself. But let me know, I need him every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, and just keep it rolling. I need him every hour. I need the, oh, I need the. Woo, they have me at the old school. Oh, Lord Jesus, we went back yesterday. Watch this. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 and verse 22. The Bible says, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased. My God. Luke heard it. He recorded that. You better open up your ears, change your ears, change your ears, change your ears. If he could hear it, and he was not no longer hearing through his own senses, but now hearing through the spiritual sense, he could hear exactly what God had to say. Now watch this. I really said this earlier because I wanted to make that point, is that don't ever think you can't fall. Because out of all the anointing that each one of the disciples had, each one of them, not just Judas, who did it up front, tried to make some money on it. And as I preached, somebody had to do it. Oh, my God. You'll say, why do you say that? Well, the divine purpose and plan was that God gave, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die on that cross for your sins because you didn't deserve it. Somebody had to turn him in. The book had already been written. The prophecy had already been put out. It could have been a Peter. It could have been Matt. It could have been any of them, but it was Judas. Judas was chosen for that purpose. Somebody had to do it. But don't just point fingers at Judas. They all turned their back on Jesus when the police came, when they were threatened with incarceration. Not even incarceration. When they were even faced with being branded as a Jesus boy. Oh, my God. They start to say, oh, that wasn't me. You got me under a false identity. I wouldn't have walked with them. Changed the hairdos, went around. Denied him. Don't get it twisted that you can't go back. That's why I'm so strong in that you can. You got to draw the line that you will not return. But let's keep it 100 here. If they did it, you could too. But here's another good thing: if just because they did didn't mean they couldn't come back. But I'm not even willing to do that. Because I have been in that position where I was there with him and I left him and cursed him and did everything contrary to him. But guess what? He let me come back because I chose to die of self and live for him. Oh, yes, that's the word. And that's the word of life that we should have. Gave you some other scriptures. I'll repeat those. When he prayed before sunrise early in the morning. Mark 1:35-39. Lazarus' tomb, John 11, 4 through 44. Read that whole story. When he sat at the table for dinner with the two disciples, Luke 4, 24, 30, 31. Those examples of Jesus prayed in every situation. If he could do it, we should too. And guess what? It works. I said this last week. If you're expecting the benefits of prayer, but you're not praying, sit down. Stop. Quit playing. If you're praying and you're still holding on to some anger, some disappointment, some ought, some minor, if you stop. We must fix the self in us that we become effectual, fervent prayers. It comes from righteousness. Making the right choice to follow Jesus, to die of self, making the right choice to love your neighbor, to love your enemy, to give to those who steal from you. A friend of mine yesterday, we were coming from church. Went around the corner over into the Nickerson Gardens where both of us have done a lot of dirt. Right now, it is the unsolved murder capital of the United States. Watts, Centennial, Compton, Central, down to Alameda, where that's the Nickerson Gardens on Central. You got the Jordans down there. In between there, the gang violence in that area, there are 300 unsolved murders right now. We went over there and prayed yesterday. Gave away some water after leaving church. Invited some people to church. We out there soul saving. So we had a good time, prayed it up, go our separate ways. He goes to McDonald's to get him a burger. Standing in line, two young men just walk up, snatch a chain off. Seen another chain and came back, had a gun in his waist. Man, give me that other one. Oh, naturally, he was about to go back to the old day. He said he started praying. He said, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, that I am not who I used to be. And I thank you right now, Heavenly Father God, this man is going to turn around and get out this door and leave this establishment before he go to jail. And Heavenly Father God, I forgive him right now. I start crying because at that point, the man turned around and left. Everybody in the whole store was like, we're so sorry. We got no camera. What do you want to do? He said, you know what? I'm going to let that go because whatever man has taken from me, God got something better for me. I'm going to make another shirt. For every door closed, don't you know you better start looking for opportunities? For everything taken, you better look to give. For every lie told, you better look to tell some truth and not sow back the same seeds that are being sowed at you. See, when you draw that line, them seeds can't even come across because they know that they don't belong. And when you have the characteristics of Jesus Christ, they won't even show up. They know you're fulfilling God's design for a life of moral excellence. They know that you're studying God's word to gain wisdom to combat falsehood. They know that you're reverencing God so much that you choose a godly behavior. They know that you have an attitude of hope, that confidence in God is your character, that you are honoring God in every area of your walk. You're warm-hearted and affectionate to anyone, no matter of their stature or circumstance. And you are sacrificing for others because God is love, and that's who he called you to be, an agent of love. My God, we can do it. No. Listen, we're going to do it. We've been saying that for a long time. You can do it. You can do it. No, you're going to do it. You are going to do it. And I'm prophetically speaking in your life tonight. You're going to do it right now. And the number one thing you're going to do is you're going to hold you accountable. You aren't going to let you slip off into that area. You're not going to let you fall over into that old thing. You're not going to let you bring up that old stuff because it's not hurting nobody but you. Because you want to be an effective child of God. See, walking in your purpose is being effective, my God. Loving, giving, sacrificing for one another. Not looking at self and not out there boasting on self, but giving God the best you have at all times. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this opportunity to talk about you, Lord. But we thank you for this revelation that you're dropping in our spirits right now about prayer and praying like your son. What a better example. So thank you for everything that you've done, everything you're doing, and everything that's already finished. But Lord, we glorify you for the right now that we become changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement said, amen, amen. Family, dial one. You have a question, comment, something you just want to shout out to Pastor E, dial one. I'm going to give you about 10 seconds. If nobody dials one, I'm going to go ahead and move on. I already know my ride or die. Minister Terry, good evening, woman of God. How are you?
Good evening, Pastor E. You know what? I'm over here saying blessed because you know what? I thank God. I thank God for years back when I start following the Word of God through the Now Network broadcast. And like you said, all the archives are there because I thank God because you said something. You said at the beginning, you have to be intentional about His Word because I know when I started in my walk now, I didn't know. But, you know, and I still don't know everything, and I ask questions. But everything now when I'm reading His Word, it is familiar, and I receive more substance from it. So I tell any of the listeners on board, just keep doing it. Keep listening. Keep reading His Word. Keep listening to the broadcast, the true living Word of God that's been shared by all the pastors, ministers on board, the evangelists, prophetess. Listen in because it gives you, I get revelation, and I get revelation from it each time I read. And I think about years back, Pastor E, when I was reading this word. And like you said, if you don't know it, and we perish for lack of knowledge, but if we don't get into His word, at first it may be foreign to you. But like anything else that we learn, that we want to learn, we put forth effort into it until we get it. So we just don't quit. We keep going. And we ask questions, but I tell you, if I knew this way back, ooh, Lord Jesus, life, ooh, but I thank Him for what it is now because I know He has a purpose for me right now.
And there's a lot of things, I'm telling you. When I think back over my life, ooh. I say, if I would have just known this principle to get myself in order, oh, my God, I would have really had to hold myself accountable.
Yeah, because His word is this is the help, all the help you need. People are going, they're buying magazines and they're ordering books and things for self help and help this and help that. And all the help you need is in His word. I mean,
in His word.
Everything. In His word, everything. I thank God for it because I always say, you know, if you have time to be free reading everything else, then you really should take time to read His word. Awesome word tonight, Pastor Reed. I tell you, my God, awesome word because I know who. I thank God for His word, and I thank God for you being the vessel tonight to bring this word to. Glory be to God.
Well, you know, it was an honor to be released in this season and to get us ready. This is preparation time. Y'all better listen to me. This is preparation time. It's almost crossover. Before you know it, we're going to blink an eye. It's December 1st. It's time to finish strong. And this, what a better way to start our preparation in prayer and knowing must get in silent places. I'm just being.
I like that.
And I'm not just bragging, but the first 2-3 hours in the morning, no TV, no nothing, no noise, you know, studying, just in the presence of Him, even doing some work assignments. But I'm praying.
Yes.
Doing some artwork and praying, and all of a sudden revelation come through and be like, man, that wasn't me. That was me in a meditation mode, letting my fingers be doing the walking, and God was doing the talking. Oh, my God.
Amen. I tell you,
thank
you
so much,
word tonight. God bless you, family. Love you all.
Amen. I'm going to remind everybody every night, I hope you guys can come to Altadena, to Loveland Life Church this Sunday. It's going to be
When is it? What Sunday?
It's at 9:30 this Sunday.
This Sunday, 9:30
this Sunday morning.
I'll let sis know too.
Yeah, she said let her know ahead of time. So when you see her tonight, tell her Pastor E said Friday Night Live this Friday. Or no. I know she probably can't do both. Sunday morning, 9:30. We'll be out of there by 11.
But this Friday is not Friday Night Live.
No, it's the next one. So that's what I'm saying. Sunday,
yes. No,
Sunday, 9:30. We'll be out of there by 11. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. We having just a phone call conversation on the radio show.
Yes, glory be to God.
This is what we do. Amen. But no, 9:30 a.m. Loveland, Life Church in Altadena. Oh, it's gonna be awesome. I can't wait. I stopped by there Sunday to drop off some shirts and got a chance to just do a little worship with them, and I didn't want to leave.
Okay, and that's this Sunday. Okay,
this Sunday. Yes. October 14th. All right. Bless
October
you, woman of God.
October 14th. God bless.
All right. Anybody else? You got 5, 4, 3, 1. Well, I thank you for joining us tonight. I pray that you have been blessed by this word. I'm honored to continue this movement of Let's Talk Jesus here on the Now Network. I'm thankful for Man Up. Tomorrow, I'm not sure where we're going. I think we're going to be talking about mentoring. We've been having some mentoring sessions here in the Compton, Los Angeles area here at East Tees for You. We did a mentoring with some young men, 12, 9, and 7, just talking about stuff, made a shirt, did some great things, and they had a blast. So we're going to definitely be sharing that tomorrow night. Join us tomorrow. I know my sidekick, my homeboy, Pastor Dwayne Collins out of Madison, Wisconsin, will be on board tomorrow. Please listen in. Boy, man, you lying if you say you ain't going through. That's still ringing a bunch of our ears all week long. We've been saying that. People been talking to people like, Pathy, you ain't lying, are you? I go through every day, but I pray to stay in place. Ooh. And we got to preach that sermon. I'm going to try to get that sermon preached across the country at one Sunday at the same time and say, you lying? Ooh, they're going to be like, how you say that from the pulpit? Because you was. Tell me you ain't going through. I'm blessed. But you're something going. You know, yeah. I'm blessed because I'm going to stay in a blessed mode. But don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. It wasn't something I had to go through to get there. Amen. God bless you guys. And great is. I want to give him all of me. I got this is a new release from I Am Justified, a covenant partner here at the Now Network. I know some people don't like rap. This is a rap song. It is by I Am Justified, released here first. Everything that he does comes to the Now Network first. I Am Justified, all of me. Enjoy. God bless you, family.
I'm the perfect Christian, but I can't even lie. At times I really feel filthy, and when I do a little dirt, I really feel guilty. I just wanna make a difference, surely I'm witty. And when they make me feel low, I know that you're with me. And when my soul cries out, I know that you hit me. I just wanna die a legend, leave you with memories. And now it's time for me to reach it to my full potential. I got little kids that's quoting the words to my lyrics. And how could I tell them to play it safe in the world we live in? I just want them to be great in this world we live in. Look, every day and every way we taking some chances. And I refuse to live my life in fear and take for granted. But I see a pot of gold and I'm about to grab it. Situations come and go, still I can manage. And I know it get hard sometimes when you on your grind and the sun don't shine. But like a caterpillar to a butterfly, I evolved on time, right on time. Yeah, yeah, right on time.
Keep on pushing. They wouldn't understand it if they could. Just know that you're special to me, yeah. Know that you gon' always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
Keep on pushing.
That you gon' always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
Keep on pushing.
They say I see you praying for the people in the club. Yeah, that's true. Jesus died for them too. Many some can't understand me, so they can't see. With your eye, that's why I'm giving you all of me. And I ain't gotta hide no more and give them part of me. Cause at the end of the day, you are all that I need. And if they leave me now, they was never down with me. Watch how you treating God's child when you talk to me. I ain't no robot, I'm a real human being. With a heart for the Lord and a music dream. So I'm marching forward like a plan in your band. Knowing every sound I make, you can understand. You never coming off my hand like a wedding band. You never coming off my hand like a wedding band. And if I had a chance, I would do it all again. And I wouldn't change a thing, cause it's in your hand. It's a new generation that can understand me. And they relate to this pain that we daily facing. They say the truth will set you free. Lord, I've been redeemed. So here it is on the table so the world can see. Yeah, yeah, this is all of me. Here it is on the table so the world can see. This is all of me. Yeah, yeah,
keep
this is all of me.
Pushing. They wouldn't understand it if they could. Just know that you're special to me, yeah. Know that you gon' always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
Keep on pushing.
Gonna always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
Keep on pushing.